Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast, the only podcast that's black all year round and not just in February. I'm your host, the infamous Hood Rat with the Heart of Gold himself, Cortez Washington, and I'm joined by a special guest, multiple guests at this time. Last week, we had the coach on and the GM. Now we got the whole team, the Heat Check team. We got B Smooth, Saucy, Dietrich, Kai, and D on right now. How y'all doing this morning, y'all?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Good.
Yep. Another blessed morning. Grateful to be awake.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely can't complain.
Yeah. Nice. So happy to have y'all on. I always start the show off like this. What's your first game in memory? So, like, what's the first game you played that you was like, oh, man, this is going to be my hobby for the rest of my life? Not necessarily a career path just yet, but, like, the hobby side. So we can start with Dietrich and then just go around the horn.
So I don't know. I don't know if there was a certain game that I played and I was like, you know, I want to do this for the rest of my life. But I know my earliest game in memory was just me and my boys playing the very first Fight Night on the PS2. And, you know, we some real competitive guys. So it got crazy sometimes. But I'd say I think that was my first real game in memory. And, you know, to get the competitive side really always, like, obviously stuck with me. So that's what made me want to play more and get better.
What about you, Saucy?
First memory, I know my first video game was, I used to play Counter-Strike a lot with my pops. But I would say, like, playing 007. I used to play 007 with my sister, my brothers, with everybody. So, yeah, it got real hectic. I didn't know that I was going to be playing games for a living at the time, but that's when I knew video games was fun, when everybody could play.
Yeah, nice, yeah. What about you, D?
I started out with, the Super Smash Bros. And whatnot, and I was always playing that stuff, like, with my friends and family, and then I moved on to, like, the Call of Duties and stuff, and then once I picked up 2K, I honestly never put it down, and then I was, you know.
Nice. What about you, Kai?
Probably, I started off playing NBA Street. Like, it was with, like, my uncles and, like, my dad and stuff, my mom, and it was just, like, when I started playing that game, it was just like, it got me away from a lot of things. So, like, it just took me out, like, that mental. And I never put it down after that.
That's what's up. And last but not least, B Smooth.
Yeah, so I played a lot of sports games when I was younger. And I got into Madden and NCAA. And then I used to play Madden against my brother and my father, really, all the time. Mm-hmm. And they were just, you know, they beat up on me. You know, until I got better. And then I just got into more games as I grew up, basically. And just stuck with me ever since.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, so it's a wide variety. It seems like a lot of competitive stuff. And it seems like a lot of family time spent on the gaming, which is pretty dope. I always love hearing about that, man. So I just want to get y'all origin story, like how y'all got into like the 2K competitive space and like just getting into esports realm as well. So I would love to hear like what really pushed you from doing it casually to going into the professional realm and taking it serious and being the professional players that you are now. So we can just go back around like we did before. So I'd love to start with you, Dietrich, and hear your story, man.
Yeah, I really don't think there was ever a time where I was just like, all right, you know, let me lock in and go for the 2K league. I don't think I ever sat down and really thought that. I just, you know, I started off playing rec, and then, you know, from the rec, somebody I played with, they was like, man, you're pretty good. Like, you should join my prom team. And from then, I've just been signing up for leagues, and obviously, you know, teams fall apart. You switch to different teams, and obviously, during the whole time, I've been getting better. So the better I got, you know, the more recognition I got, and you know, I just always kept playing for the fun of it. And, you know, me just having fun and, you know, being good got me to where I'm at.
Yeah, nice. What about you, Saucy?
My origin story, going for the league. I started playing 2K like for real when I was in college. Like I always played like growing up. You know what I'm saying? I always played like growing up, and I was like the best like player like in my hood kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So like anytime somebody said it was good, my brother would call me like, "Hey, bro, I got somebody that you gotta play, bro. He think he could beat you." You know what I'm saying? It was one of those like all the time. And it kind of went from that to just messing around online, playing park and stuff, and meeting some comp players. Shout out my guy, Walking Bucket. He used to be in the league. But yeah, ended up meeting him just randomly playing park. And it kind of just went from there. Bucket and my guy, Cass, he used to play for the Sixers too. He just gave me a call one day. He was just like, "Bro, I think you could really make it if you give your 100%. And just really, you know, put your time and effort into it. And because I was pretty much going to stop playing when he did give me that call. And I just prayed on it, just talked to my folks. And a couple months later, I ended up getting drafted. So, yeah, it's blessing in disguise.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice, man. What about you, D?
When I started to take things serious was when, I stopped playing casual after, I'd say, like, 2K19. I just got tired of, I mean, that sounds crazy to say, but just, like, just being in a casual mindset and just, like, losing. I've always been competitive in almost everything I did. So once I found out that there was a way to take it next level and just by turning it up a notch, and then I got introduced to the little like comp scene, but like the My Park version of it. And then just like within less than a year was once I really started playing like the whole 5v5 thing and, you know, trying to get out there. And then that's what made me want to go for the league. When I met my guy, Fana, Fana Season, shout out to him also, you know what I'm saying? He was in the league. And once I seen him get drafted and, you know, the smile that was on his face and seeing how his family supported him and how he had friends there that supported him, it just made me want to, you know what that felt like. And I just kept going for it until then. And then, I mean, now we're here. So definitely a blessing in disguise, as Saucy said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man. What about you, Kai?
My origin story probably actually started when I was, like, really young, because, like, the scenery I was around, like, it just wasn't good. Like, that's just me being honest. Gaming took me away from that. Like, I wouldn't have to be in those situations I was then when I started playing the game. So when I started playing the game, it was just like an escape route, you know, like an escape route from real life and stuff like that. And then 2K, I actually started taking like esports seriously this year, because previously I was only playing like with my friends and stuff, like playing tennis, stuff like that. And they were just like, "Yo, you're good." Like, I've never played a league before this. They started putting me on. I'm like, "Okay, let's do this." Like, and it just like changed for me. Like, ever since I learned about the 2K League like this year and stuff like that, I was just like, "Yeah, that's something I want to do."
Man, nice. Yeah, so you still fresh in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And what about you, B-Smooth?
Yeah, so I think it was 2K. Well, I started playing 2K in 2K14, and I didn't really play that much, just casually. And then 2K16 came around, and that's kind of when I started taking it serious, because I kind of already realized I was kind of good at the game. But then someone got me into Pro-Am, and I got into Pro-Am, and they had that 250K tournament, right? And once they had that, I was on a team that qualified for it. Unfortunately, I wasn't really able to play because I had to graduate that day, and graduation over, you know.
Damn.
Everything else, school over, whatever, you know. But
yeah,
so that happened. I think we would have won, but if I played, but it's all good too. But yeah, then 2K17 came out, and I was on one of like the top teams basically for like half the year basically. We kind of ran like the PS4 side for most of the time. And that's around the time when after I graduated, they announced that they'd be coming out with a 2K league. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll just go for this or try to go for it, you know, because I'm already good at the game. And yeah, once they did that, they had the combine. And yeah, I kind of got lucky with my timing, because
I really wasn't thinking about nothing else than the league at that time, since I just graduated. And when the league came out, it just was like, it just all came together basically, because I was good at 2K, made it first year, and I just been in ever since.
Nice, nice, man. Yeah, seems like a lot. Y'all got varied stories, but it does seem like, you know, you had those outside factors that pushed you to like take it more serious, but then also that self-initiated drive too, to like, all right, I'm gonna step up and I'm definitely gonna like put my all into this and not just, you know, fool around with it like I typically do, you know, like you wanted to do that, especially with like how competitive it sounds like a lot of y'all all are very competitive too. So that's very dope to hear that you were like, okay, I'm gonna push myself to be the best and be one of the top tier players in the scene, and look, man, look how it turned out now, you know. So that's really dope to hear. Beast Move, I would love to hear like your perspective of like, you know, you being one of the longest tenured players on the team. Like, how has the league changed over time since you jumped in, and what is it like now for you?
Yeah, so the league has kind of grown a lot ever since season one, especially because they're trying to integrate international stuff now, and like a lot of around the world type of content. I mean, they've been evolving ever since season one. Season two, I was on the team that like first drafted the first ever female in the 2K league. Mm-hmm. I mean, season three, we had that whole remote COVID thing, and that was kind of like it was kind of a crazy time for that. Just how smooth things went then. It was kind of impressive for the league. I mean, but from then to now, like, man, it's been a lot of things that I could go on. I'm not going to lie, but the league is, they're just trying to transform still. I mean, they're still in their ascension. It's still early. I know it's 6 years in, but it's still early, especially to them. But yeah, just seeing like the growth from season one to now. I mean, season one, I'm pretty sure we was in bowling jerseys, you know. Now we got nice, like real gear, like official gear. And there's a lot of good looking team gear now. Season one, we didn't have that. But yeah, nah, just seeing all the jumps from different studios, like last year in Indiana. I never would think that we'd have a 2K league bubble either, which the Heat have been in the past 3 years. So. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of crazy seeing some of the things that the league has integrated and just kind of done these past, this whole career, really.
Yeah. Nice. Nice, man. Yeah. It seems like once you get your footing under you, you can like progress more and build on it and build better. It seems like they started with some good foundational ideas and have built more on it and made it into this massive thing that has expanded to the international side. Now I know, that Kai and D, y'all just were recently drafted, and congrats on that. And I was just wondering, like, what is, like, since being with the team for just this short amount of time, what are some differences that you've noticed since being on the team in comparison to just doing the program and stuff by yourself?
I'll go first. I mean, honestly, it's like I've played well because I went to a lot of like in-person events now and stuff like that ever since getting into this. But just the vibes with everybody, I mean, it's never really felt like how it has with these guys. You know what I'm saying? I knew when I got drafted to this team that I was going to be in one of the best situations possible, because like you got, I mean, Dietrich is a very like outgoing character. You know what I'm saying? Great guy. Like, I'm around literally the best group that I ever probably could ask to be around. Saucy is won the sportsmanship award of the year, and I mean, as everybody knows in esports, I mean, probably how hard it is to win that. I mean, you have to be a stand-up guy. That means you're shaking somebody's hand after every time it's a loss. You're, you know, just helping people out in any way that you can, going out your way to do whatever it is that you can for them. Like, Saucy's probably one of the realest dudes I've ever met in this, and I've only known him for, I mean, maybe almost 2 months now, you know. Like, personally known him now, at least, you know what I'm saying? And then there's Smooth, which Smooth's been a vet in the league for, what, this is season six for him now, so. But he's, like, still one of the most stand-up dudes that I've met as well. And Kai's also, I mean, we're roommates and whatnot, too, so. And we hit it off perfectly, so. It just, right when I met them, the chemistry was there, you know what I'm saying? We went out to eat, We were instantly doing things as a team. Like, nobody was shelled in, you know, like, I just, that's how I knew, like, okay, like, I'm actually with, you know, the people that I want to be around right now. Like, this is where you'd want to be if you were getting into the league or something like that. Like, because, and a lot of people aren't blessed to even be in the situation I'm in, let alone be on the team that I'm on and around the vibes that I'm around and just people that would give you the shirt off your back if you needed it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's dope, man.
Yeah. That's definitely.
For my piece, probably the biggest difference is probably definitely the professionalism. Like, you can tell the difference between being an amateur and a pro. Like, the vibes are different. Like, this is our job now. So it's like, we have to take this 100% serious. There's no, like, games, we're not with it. And then, like, even with all that, we still, like, have the time to, like, be ourselves. Like, all our personalities just, like, we mix together well. We all can laugh together. And it's just good vibes whenever we're together, like, no matter what. So that's probably it. Definitely the professionalism.
Nice, man. Yeah, that's dope to hear that, like, you know, that getting that new perspective and, like, you getting around people who are that positive influence, you know. And, you know, I always thought, you know, it was always kind of a little bit of BS to people say, like, oh, you're the people you surround yourself with. And now, like, and I used to think that was, like, you know, some BS, because, like, I always thought I was gonna be with my homies. But then once you start doing things, maneuvering differently and, like, moving through the world differently, you definitely surround yourself with people who are like-minded, and they definitely do boost you up and put you in a space to, like, change your mindset and be focused on, like, your the ultimate goal that you're focusing on, you know. And it makes you, you know, see the world differently, you know, which is pretty dope. So I'm glad to hear that y'all, like, are surrounded with some good people.
Yeah, definitely, man. I like I said, I wouldn't dare complain about where I am. I'm, you know, more than thankful, more than happy to be around these guys. And they definitely, you know, they're like the, like, I want to give them too much credit, but, you know, like, almost like the big bros almost, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. So D-Trick and Saucy, what is it like for y'all to be, like, kind of vets in the league now, but also, like kind of taking the new players under your wing and, you know, trying to mentor them, but also, like, kind of, like, you know, adapt and evolve your and update your game and, like, you know, putting yourself up in a position to be one of the best players still while also mentoring these folks? What are some challenges that you've had with that, or, like, what are some dope things that you've seen that you came across with that?
Yeah, I'll go first. It's definitely a night and day from, you know, last year being the rookie and, you know, having to listen to everybody and, you know, even there being times where, like, you say things and it's not fully respected because you're a rookie to going again in my second year. And, one thing I really love about Kai and D, like, you could really talk to them and explain things to them very easily. It's never really but I thought I was going to do this, or I don't really like that, we should do this. It's every time you speak to them, it's okay, I see what you mean, I'll try it. Like, I got you every time. And for me, that's a big difference from last year, because I feel like there are times where I couldn't really talk to some people on the team. And, you know, going from that to this year, it's really night and day. So I think that's just the biggest thing. That's the biggest difference, really. From going to my rookie year to this year is just, you know, being able to talk to people and it be respected.
Nice.
From my perspective, it's like when I first got into the league, I was a six man, right? So they only got five players now, so we all play. But my first year, I was the actual six man. So I came in, like, not playing. Like, I could count on my hand how many times I practiced. Like, me picking up a controller in practice and actually playing 2K. Like, I used to go to practice and just play Call of Duty because I would just sit there, like, and be bored. I was on Smooth's team, too. Me and Smooth were teammates. And I was over there falling asleep in practice. Like, be honest, over there falling asleep, snoring and stuff. So, like, I went from that. Literally, I used to sit by him and just laugh. And, like, after a certain point, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm just too tired of watching you. But, you know, so I go from not playing to, like, being the starting center. And, like, every time no matter where I look in the league, like, the center has got to be a leader. So you know, I go from having literally no say to like all eyes are on me. So I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to be a leader. I'm very vocal, so it's like it doesn't come off like I don't know how to be one. But like I said, like I go from not playing to, you know, being the guy in the middle of the court at all times. So I'm just grateful that I got great teammates around. Like you said, like that listen to me. I listen to them. Got a great coach. Got great staff. Like, you know, I'm just blessed to be in a situation to where I can be myself and I can pick them up, and I know that they can pick me up when it's time.
Yeah. Nice, man. Yeah. Yeah, that just sound like you was kind of like redshirted, like how they do in college. You know, you was there just watching, like you, but then also like you weren't even doing the practicing. So it's just like you just sitting on your hands. But it's interesting to hear that. So now you, when you got a chance to get in, it sounded like you was like, oh yeah, I'm ready now. Like I've been sitting around for
Too long. I was on my gray shirt year, my injury gray shirt, just chilling, waiting. Yeah. I had the boot on all year with the crutches. You know, I'm locked in then.
yeah, that's dope, man. So with the new season, I mean, right now we're recording this and the new season and stuff getting ready to start next week with the 3-on-3. What are some of the expectations y'all having for the next season coming up, for this new season coming up? What are some outcomes? I mean, besides obviously winning the championship, but like, what are some outcomes you expecting from this season coming up? And anybody can start with this.
I'll just start. My biggest thing is like, we didn't win no bread last year in 3v3. So my expectation is like, I'm at least coming up plus $1 in this game mode. Like I'm getting some sort of coin out of this. We're not gonna go empty handed again. I think we're gonna surprise a lot of people on how good like our team is in 3v3. You know, drafting Kai, like everybody knows he's the dominant scorer. But it's the question mark on like, what are we going to do? You know, the other two people on the court. So I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. And I think we just going to make some noise.
Nice.
Probably speaking on what Ken said, you know, I had to go after he said dominant score. He got me smiling at my screen and stuff. You know? But yeah, definitely just making some noise, like in the 3v3 scene, 5v5 scene, whatever it is. Like, I want to win everything, like whether it's one tourney or the next. Like, I want to win every single thing. And what Ken told me at the beginning, he was like, I'm gonna put more money in your pockets than I made last season. Like, I think about that every single time I pulled up. Literally, I'm like, dang, like that's really like supportive, you know? Like, I'm not expecting stuff like that out of people. So yeah, just making it somewhere in 3v3 season, definitely.
I'd say we all got like, obviously, we all got our own little stories, and I love that we've all like sat back and really talked to each other about this. So we all know what we're, we all basically know what we're fighting for. You know what I'm saying? So once I hit that court with them, it's just like a totally different, like, I don't even look at it the same as if how when I used to hit the court and thinking like, okay, now I want to get in the league, but now I'm here type thing. Like, it's like, I just look at it totally different, because I know they're fighting for my family and I'm fighting for theirs now. You know what I'm saying? So I have a next level like motivation to just really do the best as I can and just try and, you know, really lock in with everything. And obviously the outcome is that we want to win the championship and, well, multiple championships, honestly. I mean, we want to win everything, like Kai said, you know what I'm saying? That's everybody's goal, you know? I just want to be able to stay bonded together with my guys, like throughout, you know, like, whatever it is, you know, like win or loss, like whether, however it goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to like really remain cored and stay together, because like I said, like, it's I've never been around no group of guys like that. And I just know that, I know personally, even though I haven't even been on other teams, I just know that no other team is like this. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's the organization, whether it's, you know, from the coach to the players, whatever, you know, I just know that you don't get these vibes everywhere else. And it's just, you know, that's how I look at it. But definitely, we're going to surprise a lot of people. And I definitely would say both modes. And I'm just really looking forward to our season starting. I can't wait. Well, we got like, what, 5 days now, something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm definitely ecstatic. Can't wait for that to start. Just ready to get to work with my guys, man. And like I said, definitely the outcome would be everybody wants to win a championship, but I just, you know, to still stay bonded with my guys throughout wins and losses, you know?
Yeah. Nice, man. Beautiful to hear, man. It's beautiful to hear. Just to kind of pivot away from 2K specifically, what's some games y'all playing right now that aren't 2K, and what's some games you looking forward to that's coming out within the next year or so?
I'll go first on that. Games I play right now, I haven't really been playing much, like, because I just wanted to obviously focus on my season and be the best that I can be, but I will hop on that Warzone every now and then, you know what I'm saying? And if not Warzone, I had like a whole bunch of PC games I used to play. Like, I was big on like story mode games. I'll hop on like a Resident Evil. I've played like almost every Resident Evil. I like things where I have to, you know, like, it gives me like a little bit of a challenge. So every time I play something, I play it on the hardest difficulty, or like the Last of Us, those that just, well, not just came out, but the one that just recently passed and just came through. I played that and beat that. And like, I'm big on story mode games whenever I got a lot of free time, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what I do.
Yeah. Nice. That's what's up. That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
I go next, you know, I'm not gonna lie, man, Madden and 2K kind of go together. You know, if you playing 2K, you know, most of the time you probably on Madden going crazy too. So I've been playing a little bit of Madden, but Rainbow Six, man, Rainbow Six Siege, that's a game that I play a lot. Like, it's really like one of the most unique first person shooters I've ever played, and you know, I love that game. I play it all the time. So I'd probably say that'd be it. And a game that I'm looking forward to is the new Skate. I think they're just calling it Skate. It's not Skate 4, but I think they're just calling it Skate. And yeah, I can't wait for that to come out.
That's what's up. Yeah, nice. Yeah. They've been working on that Skate for like,
man,
10 years or something like, man, that.
They've been working on that for a little minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it's free too. That's the favorite part about it. They said it's free, and obviously, you know, kind of like Fortnite, it's free to play, but the only thing they'll charge you for is, you know, cosmetic items and stuff. And for me, okay, that's fine. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is. That's nice. That's a nice way to approach a skating game too.
Mm-hmm. I only be playing Warzone. Warzone. Seen the new Harry Potter came out. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but like B said, been locked in. So I'm not trying to. I had the game. Mm-hmm. But I ain't trying to download it, because I know if I download it, I'm going to mess up my sleep schedule even more. So I'm trying to just stay afloat until then. But yeah, I just be playing Warzone with the homies. For Warzone, they be trying to play Search and Destroy all the time. That game was so boring to me. Mm-hmm. But I'll play it, you know, if that's the vibes we on. Yeah, anything just where it's like four or more people, I try to play just so we all include it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely, probably. I'm big on like battle royales, so like Warzone, Apex, stuff like that. And then anime games like Naruto, Demon Slayer, stuff like that. Like, I can't wait for most anime games that's gonna come out this year. Like, that's probably it.
Yeah. Did you have you played the One Piece Odyssey yet?
No, not yet. I gotta play that too.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't. I'm not a big turn-based fan, but it mm-hmm. did look. It do look amazing, though.
It looked. Yeah, really, I seen dope. It. I was like, yeah, definitely got to play that.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't really play that many games other than 2K right now, because you know I'm just locked in on 2K. Or if I do play something, it's probably like with my friends, and it's probably 2K. So, but the other games I've been playing recently, maybe before this, have been Valorant. So I play on PC a little bit. I got that like last year. Definitely a good purchase, not gonna lie. PC gaming is definitely different, a lot more fun than console in my opinion. I definitely gotta try the Hogwarts though. And what Dietrich said about Skate, that sounds like a fun game. I've been waiting for that game forever too, I can't lie. But
Yeah, probably like Skate. I don't even know what other games are coming out, to be honest, but yeah.
That's the best way to approach it. It's just not having any expectations, and then something catch your eye and you be like, oh, I gotta get that, because I'll be too locked in with everything and then I just get disappointed if something like it's like half ass or just like mediocre. So but we're getting close to the end of the episode, y'all. So this is the time where I let the guests do some, give off some words of advice or positive affirmations for the listeners. So this is a moment I take a step back and y'all each can give off some words of affirmation, some words of wisdom, or like, you know, like a t-shirt quote or whatever you however you want to frame it, you know, just something to give off something positive to the listeners for the week. So let me take a step back. I'll let y'all step up and do what y'all do.
Yeah, I'll start off. I just say, nowadays, especially for people coming up, kids growing up, coming up out of high school, whatnot, stay in school, obviously, but you don't really need college nowadays to make it in this world. There's so much stuff to do with Twitch, content creating, streaming. I mean, you got us becoming pro gamers. It's just a lot of avenues, especially in this like internet technology world we're in now, that you can really make it. You know, if you just put your mind to it, you can control what you do. Like, you can do it. Like, we're able to do this, so can you if you just put your mind to it.
I'll go. I would just say, like, obviously the younger people that are coming up, and from like what he said, I just would say that just remain composed. If you have a goal, keep chasing it, because, you know, one day, if it may not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be the next day, but I know eventually one day, the more work that you put in, you can't get no worse at what you do. So definitely keep at it, stay consistent, remain composed, try and perfect your craft, and become something great one day, regardless of whether if that's gaming or going, if you want to be, you know, like he said, go the school route, college, you know, whatever it is, like, just put your time into it. Sit back and analyze everything and just really lock in and take time and, you know, perfect your craft and be something great one day. That's really all I gotta say.
Definitely, like, just believe in yourself. Like, always, like, be confident. Like, project yourself as that guy or that girl, you know? Like, because if you project yourself as that, then you will act as that. So, like, say you're trying to get your dream job, act like you already have your dream job, you know? Like, just little things like that. Pursue your dreams. Like, if you see something that you really want to do and you really like to do, then do it. Don't just, like, hold back on it because of peer pressure or anything like that. Like, do whatever you want to do. That's probably it.
I would just say, yeah, definitely do what you're supposed to do. You know, do what you're supposed to do before you do what you want to do. Got to stay faithful to your craft. Can't cheat the grind. You know, everybody always say, like, they want to do this, do that, but they're not really putting in the work. So when you go to sleep at night and you think about what you did that day, like, did you really put in the time and effort? If not, like, you just, you know what you got to do the next day. So you just can't cheat the grind. Got to stay faithful to your craft and want more for yourself, but also for, you know, for the people around you. When times get tough, you can always, you know, look around you and, yeah, you know, you can look around you and just know that, like you, who you doing it for, who you doing it for, what you doing it for. Yeah, just never forget your roots and, yeah, just stay faithful to your craft.
Let me say this real quick before Dietrich go too. I say, also, just like, be confident in this world too. That's another thing. Another big thing in this world is confidence, because in the words of Saucy, like, and this is what Dietrich taught me, that Saucy taught him too. The worst somebody could tell you is no. You know what I'm saying? And then you get the no and you just keep it pushing. That's what it is. So definitely be confident in this world and everything that you're doing.
Yeah, definitely that for sure. You definitely stole what I was about to say, but... Yeah, nah. Yeah, just kind of like what everybody said, for, you know, be confident in yourself, you know, stay grounded on the things that
my pops always tell me, every time he talked to me, you know, is humble yourself. Humble yourself, you know, don't think you're better than nobody. You know, just put your work in, do what you got to do, and, you know, you live with the results. But, yeah, humble yourself is definitely one of the, you know, phrases that stuck with me my whole life. And, yeah, another one is, you know, never let nobody knock you off your pivot, you know? Like, do what you got to do for you, for the things that you want, and, you know, for the people that you love. You got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. So never let nobody, you know, take away your happiness or knock you off your grind.
Beautiful, man. Just all beautiful words. Hopefully somebody takes something positive from this. Obviously gonna take something positive from this, but hopefully they take it all in and write it all down and put it on a board and look at it every morning when they wake up. Where can the people find y'all on the socials? And what can people expect from y'all, from your content? Like, if they ever tune into your content or anything like that?
Me, I'd say I definitely stream on Twitch a lot, twitch.tv/I'm4ND. My content, I mean, you can always just expect me to be my real raw self, very authentic, great vibes, many laughs, you know what I'm saying? I'm always joking about something too, so definitely not really a comedian or nothing like that, but I'm always throwing like a little joke, little jab or something like that, just to give people something to laugh at. Nothing too crazy though. But also my Twitter, 392D, as well, and that's just where we'll be reposting all the things about basically pretty much the Heat, because ever since I've been in the league, I haven't really made many tweets and stuff like that about myself. I've just been really locked in, focusing on the league and whatnot, and just retweeting our content as a team, as a whole. So that's pretty much just those two things are really most important to me.
My Twitter is just OG Sauce, SAWC for Sauce. So is my Twitch, OG Sauce. I don't have many followers on Twitch, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't famous how Kai and D are on Twitch. But if y'all do tap in, you know what I'm saying? I run every game with the homies. It's like a family vibe. It's going to be like you in the backyard with us chilling. It's pretty much how we play. Everything's just nothing but jokes. Nothing but we have our friends that, you know, we clown on more than others. So if you tap in, you're going to see, you're going to be a part of that too. Part of that clowning. But yeah, nothing but family vibes. You tap in with me. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Definitely Twitch, because, you know, like, speaking on what D said, partner streamer and stuff like that. Not to flex a check mark anything, but, you know, I got a check mark. But like,
check mark, man. You work hard for that.
But yeah, I'm a goofy person, so like, probably will make you laugh a lot. Like, D gonna say he not a comedian, but he really be trying to be a comedian sometimes, and I don't know,
just keep my name out of this though, brother. And if we speaking on check marks, yeah. I also have a check mark as well. I ain't never.
Oh, see, you see,
yeah,
oh,
no, okay, my fault. But go ahead, he okay, can go. Yeah,
my fault. Yeah,
getting crazy.
Yeah, my Twitch is Hoodie Kai, HoodieKy. You know, I just be chilling for real. Like, I'm a funny person. I feel like I'm a funny person. I like making people laugh. Like, I enjoy doing that. So yeah. And then my Twitter is Kino Hoodie, KYNO Hoodie. Most of the tweets you probably see is gonna be about the league or something to 2K, whether I'm mad at 2K or whatever. But sometimes I drop bangers. Like, I'll drop a banger every now and then. Like, and then my Instagram is same, Hoodie Kai, HoodieKy. That's just where I post like myself and stuff like that. Yeah. But that's all.
Smooth K, me at B Smooth J on all socials. I need to up my content, to be honest. But I mean, there will be some point in the year probably where I'll get a highlight that'll just be talked about in the league. So you'll see that from my socials probably. But yeah, definitely need to up my content game, which I'm sure these guys will get me on. So yeah, don't get me right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much the same. I definitely got to be more active on socials, but my Twitter is Dietrich with 2 underscores, and yeah, that's pretty much the only thing I can shout out.
Nice, man. Nice, nice. Thank y'all again so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Make sure y'all tune into all the Heat Check games. And I'm gonna speak this into existence, the 2023 champions of all of everything. So
there. Yeah. Like what I'm hearing, man.
Yeah. See, I love that. I love that right there. Like, that just made me smile at my screen, man. Right? Because it's just true. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You just got to speak it into existence. Yeah, yeah. You know, so yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Champion. Yeah.
The infamous hood rat. I like that. Like that, man. Right, yeah.
Hood rat with the heart of gold, you know. I'm still a hood rat, you know, but I love giving back to the community. But if you want to find us, we are UBG Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, on Twitch a little bit. I don't do too much on Twitch. I gotta up that myself. So but thank y'all so much for listening to the episode, and as always, be happy, drink some water, and keep gaming.